Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? This is Bill Williamson. This is Silverback Pride. This is the Raiders off season. All of a sudden. Well, it's always something with this team, isn't it? We thought, okay, they get to the playoffs. Yeah, the leadership should be okay. Should be fine. Well, it wasn't. And, you know, it was very, after they lose 26-19 against the Bengals Saturday, very quiet on Sunday. Very quiet. Monday morning, very quiet. People are talking to the organization saying, man, this building is quiet. We don't know what's going on. Rich Bisaccia talks to the media at 1 o'clock. And things get a little bit more clarity. He says, yeah, I talked to Mark Davis. We have had some conversations. We talked Sunday night. He's going to talk to some other candidates. And, you know, acted like he felt pretty good with it. Acted like he kind of trusted what Mark Davis was telling him. And then, just a few minutes later, the report's like, hey, they want to talk to Jerod Mayo, inside linebacker coach from the Patriots. But they also want to talk to some GM candidates. And like, wait, what's going on here? What's the deal here? They have Mayock. They haven't fired Mayock. What are they doing? This is weird. Obviously, they're going to fire Mayock, but they haven't done it yet. And this is really a BS way of handling it. And then, within an hour later, he's fired. And, you know, Mark Davis is a bad breaker-upper is what he is. He, you know, Tony Sparano, the late former interim coach, was in his office reportedly when they hired Jack Del Rio. Those two were the finalists. That wasn't handled right, if that report's correct. There's no reason not to think that report's correct. And then Jack Del Rio famously has to announce his own firing 5 minutes after a game at the podium at the end of the 2017 season because Davis was going to hire John Gruden. That wasn't cool. And letting go Mayock the way they did wasn't cool either. Look, Mayock wasn't a great GM. I didn't think he deserved to be hired. But he did okay. You know, it's really hard to judge what he did or didn't do because he was Gruden's puppet. Gruden fired Reggie because he wanted a guy that he can control. And he controlled a guy that never had an NFL job before in Mike Mayock. Never been in a building before. And that was the gig. And so he was John Gruden's second guy. He was the lieutenant. There was no doubt about that. So we don't know what picks he was responsible or not. I think he is a good draft guy. I don't know if he should run a building, but I think he, you know, if I owned a team, having him as one of the top draft guys, not bad. He had, you know, spotty, but a lot of guys are shit, you know. And people around the league look at that stuff. They don't want to see good people, and by all accounts, Mike Mayock's a good guy, lose their job that way. You know, you can go a lot of ways on Bisaccia. Is he going to keep his job? A lot of people think that now that Mayock is out, he's not going to keep his job because it's one of those deals where it's a package deal. I don't know. I think there is a way that Bisaccia can stick. I think Jawan Daniels, he's a candidate reportedly, and he's an in-house guy. What if they hire him, and what if they hire Bisaccia? They could do that. Maybe they thought that Mayock wasn't the answer. Maybe they thought Mayock, they wanted, he was too connected to Gruden. Of course, Bisaccia is connected to Gruden. I don't know. But I think there's a possibility that Bisaccia could stay the guy. And we'll see. It's just going to be a while. We don't know about Derek Carr. There's already rumbling about Derek Carr. Every offseason there is. But what's going to happen with Derek Carr? What's his future? And maybe the new coach doesn't want Derek Carr. There's so many possibilities out there. You know, the elephant in the room is Jim Harbaugh. Maybe they hire him. And I'm recording this on Tuesday, and it's going on the side of Wednesday, so there might be a lot of information that comes out in between. Maybe they hire him. And then the GM candidates they're talking to, they may not be interested either. You know? So this is the infant stages. It's going to be wild. We're going to have a lot to talk about. The season was nutty. There was a lot of good parts of the season. They weren't very good on Saturday, but they had a shot at the end. They couldn't get it done. And same old stuff. Red zone. Can't find the friggin' end zone. And that did them in. So here we are. Mayock out, Bisaccia in limbo, maybe Derek Carr in limbo. It's going to be a wild offseason. I just wanted to get something up real quick. We'll be back next week. This is Bill Williamson. This is Silver and Black Pride. I appreciate you. Take it easy. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the games. I like Chiefs and Bengals in the AFC. Go Packers. Bucks in the NFC. That should be a really good weekend. Take it easy. Be safe. Be happy.